ओम शांति, ओम शांति। लेट अस रिमेम्बर ब्रह्मा बाबा फर्स्ट बाय टेलिंग ओम शांति इन द मैनर इन विच ही यूज्ड टू स्पीक। एट दैट टाइम द वर्ड ओम शांति वाज नॉट देयर। ओम, द साउंड ऑफ ओम यूज्ड टू be uttered by all the Brahmins at that time in 1936-37. So, let us all inhale, deep breathe first inside and then by releasing the breath, Om, this sound, let us have this sound. Then in the second breath, again inhale the second deep breath and exhale it with the sound of Shanti. So we start. Om Shanti word is the answer of all the questions, whatever the question, if any, are there in our mind, and it gives the answer of each and everything. I will just start first because today's and nowadays Baba's Murli is especially the Avyakt Murlis are on. Now the time is running fast and we all have to go to Paramdham, our Shanti Dham. And in the soul world, and this is connected with the soul world, how we can go and what is the qualification. This is, I am remembering Mama, 24th June, when she left the body. So when Mama left the body and she reached to subtle world, subtle region, where the complete form of Brahma, because Sakar Brahma was here in 64-65. So at that time, when Mama reached there, only the complete form of Brahma was there and Shiv Baba. So Bab Dada, we can tell, in the sense, not Sakar Bab Dada, but Shiv Baba and complete form of Brahma in subtle world. They asked Mama, Mama, have you experienced the Karmatita stage, the final stage? So Mama just thought a while and then Mama replied, no Baba, I have not experienced the Karmatita or the final stage or Avyakt or so called nowadays Farishta stage. So Baba then instructed her, okay, you go back to Madhuban. In history hall your body is kept and there everybody is in meditation. Sakar Brahma Baba is also there. He is also sitting in meditation. So all the Brahmans, they are invoking you there, because at that time nobody thought that Mama will go first. And in this manner, at that time we all used to think that we all will go together along with Baba and Mama. So at that time, that was the thinking. So all thought, ki, let us invoke Mama, let this may be a scene of drama. Mama might not have gone actually, this may be a in-between scene. So everybody is invoking you. So Mama, you go and experience karmatit stage by entering your body. Your body is there and everybody is. So Mama went back and she remained there, and then she came back to subtle region back. And Baba asked, okay Mama, have you realized now the karmatis stage? So Mama replied, no Baba, I could not. Why? Because Baba, I could not enter the body. Body was just completely cool body, and it was dead body, and though I tried, but I could not enter in the body, and I came back. Very simple reason it is, nobody will just have any doubt in it. So Baba then tell, you see Mama, now neither you can go to Paramdham, and nor you can experience the karmatit stage in this body. So you have to take a new body and then again start Purusharth and then experience karmatit stage, the final stage, by just burning all your past sins. And then when you attain the karmatit stage or final stage, then you can only go to Paramdham. And this is valid for each and every child of Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba, or all of us, I mean. We can't go back, because whenever we came from Paramdham, the soul world, whatever our stage was there at that time, we have to attain the very same stage now by our Purusharath, by burning all of our past vikarmas and attaining karmatit stage. And then when our frequency completely matches, we have come here in the, to play the part. You let it be Treta, because we all will come different time of the beginning of the Satyuga. Nevertheless, the stages and designations of different. So somebody may come in the beginning of Satyuga, others may come in Treta, though they will be there, but in the lower status, ordinary status. And in the end of Treta or the upper, then when they stay, attain their final karmatit, the final Jivan Mukti stage, that will be their highest stage. Are you understanding me completely? If any question is etc. is there, then please do ask. Because this is a very, very refined stage of our spiritual knowledge. But this is a message for all of us, that because quite a good number of Brahmins, they leave the body, take a new birth. So though we in general say that it is our 84th birth in general, but 2-3 days back also Baba said it may be 83 or 85th. Some soul may take it 85 births or 86, because those who have gone earlier, they must have taken. And at that time, if suppose they were telling that it is our 84th birth, then next birth becomes 85th. If further they take another birth, it becomes 86 or so. But that is the maximum. But mostly, most of the Brahmins, it is our 84th birth. So we all have to attain that stage, that when all our sins, they are burnt, and we attain the karmatit and final stage. So what does this mention? That whatever the situation is there presently, we may be happy completely, we may not be happy, we may be suffering from body disease, we may have financial problems, various problems in our lives, though even when we are in Gyan. But still, we must not be fed up with our life. We should never think of taking another birth. No, whatever is this one, this is the final and the best for me. Because Baba has said that whatever was the best for each Brahman, that one, that he or she, that Brahman has been given in this life. So we should not think, if suppose I was this one, I would have been this, so I would have taken these steps to do more Purusharth. So this type of thinking should not be there, that if this was not there, this would not have happened. Baba has said recently also, 2-3 days back in some Murli. So we must be very much contented in this present day life, because this is our Brahman and the best of all lives. So that mama's this experience until now, today we don't know, though it is maybe around more than 50 years or 55 years or so, what is maybe the age of mama. But mama is doing the Purusharath to attain the stage of Lakshmi and to become that stage in which stage she has descended from Paramdham, and we all have to attain that stage. If suppose we have not attained that stage due to some situation, then in that case we have to take, if we leave the body, we have to take another birth and then again do the Purusharath and the beginning 7-8 years or so, when as long as we are child, so we may not be able to do so much Purusharath. So whatever thought in this birth we are having, that happens because our Brahmin's thoughts are very, very powerful. So whatever difficult situation we are passing, we must not have the thought of leaving this body and then getting new body so that we get rid of the present day problem. So that was one thing. And this happened in 65, and in 69, when Baba left the body. So I will just start from the little before. In 62, as brother has introduced, we came in Gyan, and I came in Gyan, and then I also wanted that I will dedicate myself, because I was doing graduation at that time in 62, 63, and I felt ki after doing graduation that I will do some job and then I'll be fully engaged in Baba's service. But Baba told, no, you have to do engineering, because at that time my admission in engineering college has already taken place, but I have not joined. I was thinking not to go there, but Baba said, no, you must go there. And Baba has got a plan, and Baba knows everybody's life cycle, whatever going to happen with this child, and Baba has to take lot service from you and very, very big VIPs, etc., and others. So you have to complete the engineering. So accordingly I went there. It was a big history, but one thing I would like to tell at this stage, that my Laukik name actually is Shri. I was in Lucknow and Baba has come to Kanpur. And when we went there to meet Baba, so Baba's style of meeting was wonderful. Whenever some party used to come, Baba used to, meetha bacche, sweet children, loving children, with so much love in his eyes and spreading his purest vibration in all direction, we used to be pulled towards him like a magnet pulls. So much magnetic, because Baba's physical personality was already good, very great. But it was the spiritual personality, the divinity, divine love in his eyes, just coming out from each and every vibration. So we used to be pulled and we used to go in his arms. And then we used to become videhi, bodiless. You see, now after so many years we have to do Pursharat to become bodiless for a few minutes or few seconds. But Baba's power was so much, Brahma Baba's, Baba used to tell, we used to go and immediately become bodiless. Then after some time, after enjoying that stage for few seconds or maybe for sometimes 1 minute or so, then Baba used to tell, okay, bache, come down, bache, sweet children, come down. So because though the soul never leaves the body, but then we have to pull ourselves in our body, and then Baba used to ask, yes, what's your name, from where you are coming, some of the basic questions. So at that time in 1963, when I was doing that one, doing graduation, so Baba, I met Baba, asked me, what's your name? Before that, first Baba told, oh, come, child, huh? Baba was waiting for you for a long time. So I thought, since we all came from Lucknow to Kanpur, means a distance of about 60, 70 kilometers, we all came, all BKs in one bus. It was December, cold month, fog was there, and road was also not very good. So it took some time. We were supposed to reach there in some, maybe 7:30 or 8 a.m., but we reached 9 o'clock or 9:30. Late, quite late. So, but Baba was waiting. And Baba told, after meeting all, I was very young, some 17 years old at that time, 16, 17. So Baba told, oh, come on, Baba was waiting you for a long time. So I thought, since we were to come, we were supposed to come at 7:30 or 8, and it has become already 9. So this late Baba means, so I told, yes, Baba, the bus became late and we have all become late. Oh, bus became late. But Baba was waiting for you, child, especially for you, for a very, very long time. So Baba meant this. You all understand, 5,000 years, we all are the children's who have been with Baba 5,000 years back, and again in this age, we are meeting Baba. So Baba meant that one, which was explained by nearby sitting dadis, Baba meant this one. Okay, then Baba asked, what's your name? I told, my name is Shri, actually Shri. Shri means Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan. Shri is put before all the divine, these angels, Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan, all deities. So I told, that is actually my laukic name. So Baba again asked, again I repeated. So Baba was very jolly also. The best thing with Baba is, Baba used to be like children, with the children's, with youths, he used to become youthful, and with aged persons, senior citizens, he used to become like that. Everybody used to feel that whatever Baba loves, Baba loves me maximum than anybody else. Everybody used to feel that, the beauty. So that is why Baba used to rule over the heart of everybody. So that was the vibration. Everybody used to feel that Baba loves me maximum. So then Baba told, oh Shri, even Brahma Baba cannot put Shri in his name. How else you can put it, Shri? Shri means whose soul is pure and whose body is pure. Because deities, Shri is put in Indian mythology and Indian system. Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan, Shri Sita, Shri Ram. These are, Shri word is put before all these deities. So Baba explained, even Brahma Baba cannot put you, how else you can put? So now from today onwards, your name is Mohan, and you have to become like Shri. Become like Shri means, I have to purify my soul, which has become vicious after taking 84 births. And the body, it is already a generation of vices, lust, sex, lust, etc. So, you purify your soul as well as the body, and then you become entitled of putting the name Shri. So, since then, my aim is to become Shri, and I am known as B.K. Mohan by the name given by Baba. I am proud of this one, that Brahma Baba, just like Dadis, etc., Baba has given me this name. So that was the beginning. And then I completed engineering, etc. And from the very beginning, as I told, this was the method of Baba's love, showing all this thing. And then, not only this, Baba used to bring up everybody up to the highest level. In the beginning, when he used to come, so after in history hall, Baba, after giving the murli, then Baba used to tell, okay, the toli, where is the toli? Bring the toli. Toli used to be brought, and then Baba used to tell, okay, who are the one Kumar and one Kumari, or one brother or sister, they should come. So they used to come from the party, and one brother used to give the toli to the sisters, and one sister used to give the toli to the brothers. Because as usual, our brothers sit one side, sisters used to sit another side. And you have to give the toli by giving drishti to the person whom you are giving the toli. So from the very first day, Baba used to teach us the lesson of soul consciousness. So because those who have come, they used to be not very old, a few months old, for the first time they were, and it becomes difficult to see in the eyes. And at that time, thinking that she or he is a soul, I am also soul, and this soul is giving this toli to this person. So from the very first day, this used to be the so-called ritual in the Brahma Kumaris. At that time, very few persons used to be there, so it was possible to give in the class this toli. Then what I have seen in Brahma Baba, that when I went there, to study engineering college, so at that time there was no center there. So I told Baba, how is it that I am going to Dhanbad, one city where there was no center, and I will have to take the food in the mess, then I won't be getting the pure food, as you say. So Baba says, oh, when we can purify the whole world with our drishti, can't we purify the food which is served? So you have to take in between by giving drishti. So on one side Baba said me this one, because Baba, and simultaneously Baba used to write letter very frequently, almost once or twice, once a week minimum. Bacche, you have to open the center there. You have to open. I was myself a student studying, and money used to come from my parents. How it will be possible? I used to think, but Baba is great. So, though when I went there, I was just ordinary student from all over India. 150 students used to be selected in that engineering college, that was mostly mining, petroleum, geology, geophysics, earth sciences, mostly that, and later it became IIT, Indian Institute of Technology, the biggest technical forum in India. So, like that, Baba used to write, but bache, see the house, you have to open the. So, I was thinking at that time how it will happen. But Baba made me competent enough, though at the time of admission I was one of the botanists in the selection list from all over India. But whenever when we went there, in the first year itself, there used to be one competitive examination of students. And in that one, I came in first 10 and I started getting scholarship. And that scholarship was very much helpful in opening the new center in 1964 itself, 63 I went there. So it was a few months which I have to take the food in the mess. And when once the center was opened, sister used to come, Baba sent the sisters. And financially also nearby center, Sindri etc. and other, they helped. So center started. So Baba, whatever used to tell, simultaneously he used to see that one becomes competent enough to implement whatever Baba is saying. But we must have surety in our mind, when Baba is saying, it has already happened. 5,000 years back it was happened, now it is happening, and it will be happening every kalp, 5,000 years. So much faith Baba used to develop in us, like that there are so many instances which strengthened my belief in Baba and in his spiritual knowledge. This was the first and in the beginning. And Baba used to tell, whenever we used to go there with the Baba, so many things Baba used to tell, and we used to see, oh, how it is happening. It was not possible, and it used to happen. So likewise, I completed my engineering there, and then I was with there is one ONGC company which used to be engaged in exploration of oil and gas in our country. Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, like that. So what I mean, that I have seen this was the one method Baba used to tell. And in our yagya, I have seen number of times people used to have so much big yagya is there. BK family, though at that time it was not so much, but still the services etc. used to be there. And there were brothers and sisters who were committing some mistakes, some accidents etc. used to take place. So Baba's divinity was that he never used to give direction in public, in general. In Murli he used to tell whatever the things are there. But if suppose somebody's complaint reaches to Baba, then has happened this thing, was spoiled, it has made so much loss to the yagya, so many 1,000 rupees or so, whatever it is. So Baba used to tell, nothing, okay. He used to call and first make his brain, the status in status high. Oh, since the time you have come here in yagya, you have made this thing very good. This service you have done, you are really great in the sense that you are doing Baba's service, like that. And once mental stature used to become receptive completely, then at that time, but then Baba used to tell, oh, this time this has happened, this has made this loss. So Baba used to realize before that one, that person used to realize, yes, yes, Baba, I am very sorry, this thing has happened. But with so much love, so much regard, so much divinity, Baba used to tell, that person never used to feel let down, that he is banging me or this thing has happened. Baba used to made him realize. So that was the beauty of Baba. So we all live in this one, so it becomes our duty if in our gathering something happens which is not liked, so Baba has once, he has given, yeah, give your suggestion, Malik bankar rai do, Balak bankar maan lo. Means give your suggestion if there is there, you are the owner, you have got all the right, you are the eldest. But once the decision is taken by the group, accept is like a child. So that is in that Sangathan. The same thing before that one Baba used to see. We have seen Baba never angry. And if something happens, Baba used to call, make his mental stature very high, and then Baba used to do at that time, give him that this thing should have been done by you. Yes, yes, Baba. And he or she used to accept it simply because one has this mental stature receptive. Receptive mind is there. Usually what happens if something has happened, immediately we become angry. So other person's mind is not receptive and he also responds in a wrong manner or so. So what is required actually that we have to give the suggestion in private so that his doesn't feel let down, his stature doesn't go down, and praise in public. So give praise in public and correction in private. That was Baba's method, and that we have seen in Dadis also. If anything, because whenever we are doing services in groups, so naturally all may not be thinking in the same manner. So this was one of the things, Baba's loving attitude. And with so much regard and respect Baba used to do. Another thing I have seen in Baba is that Baba in the beginning used to treat all of us that as we all are one, and Baba used to take us. I remember in picnic, Baba used to play badminton or tennis with us. We used to go in forest for picnic, etc., like that. But as the time was passing, as it became 1965, 66, Baba used to become more and more introvert. And after Mama, Baba has given the duties of Mama to Dadi and Didi ji. Badi Didi, Manmohani Didi, and Dadi Prakashmani. Out of all of you who are quite old, seniors, they may be knowing, they might have seen Dadi Prakashmani, etc. or so. Might not have seen, but you see the distribution of power, delegation of power. And that happens only when you are having sufficient faith in the person. So usually keep mentally free now, because when we all are approaching towards the end, so in the towards the end, when the soul leaves the body, it is said that the soul leaves the body. At the last time, only those persons come in mind who are either very loving to us or with whom we not be having very good relations. Or the things which we wanted, we could not achieve. So usually in the end, only Baba should be in our mind, that should be the aim. So that used to be there with the Baba, that he was winding gradually in 66, 67, and I am really one of the most lucky person in the sense that on 18th January 69, when Baba left the body, I happened to be there in Madhuban. And I had this fortune to see Brahma Baba last karmatit, avyakt, farishta swarup stage on 17th and 18th January 1969 when Baba left the body. Though I was posted after passing my engineering in 67, I was posted far apart in the corner Assam near Bangladesh also. But it really Baba called me and in the end I was there. So I want to share because we all have to karmatit stage. We all have to become loving, no doubt, Baba's state of love. But maximum love is that our love should be with our final stage, which we all are going to achieve. We should not be loose in that one which Baba wanted. So what I saw in 17th or 18th January, that usually we used to go, whenever we used to come in Madhuban from outside, we used to be with Brahma Baba and hello, then Baba used to say, yes, ask if whatever the question is there. We used to ask, Baba used to give the answer, solution to the problem. But what I saw on 17th or 18th January, just like a thought reader, because Baba was having no waste thought in his mind. So he was able to get the vibration from the person who has come to get the solution. Because Baba's mind was so clean and clear, immediately the vibration from the person will come, whatever is going on in his mind. So when I went on 17th and 18th January, roughly 6 times I met Baba on 17th and 18th January. Every time when I went before Baba, thinking, yes, now I will ask about yoga practice, now I will ask about this official problem, now I will this, Baba will give drishti and say, oh, you have come for this question, with this question, child, okay, do like this and this will happen like this. So I was not required to give to speak my problem, just with my vibration and thoughts Baba used to get it and give the solution immediately. This is one of the stage, final karmatit stage symptom which all have become, and this will happen only when we are not having any negative thought, or we are having all positive and meaningful thoughts. No waste thoughts. So this one we should try to practice, number one. That what I saw. Second thing I saw with Baba is this Baba, at that time Baba used to write letters to the children. There was no email. I am talking of 1969, you see, 68, 60. No email, no internet, nothing. So Baba used to write the letter on this small piece of page, and Yad Pyar, that is, with great love Baba used to, dear divine children, or Sikilade Bacche, Rohani Bacche, like that, and Baba used to give direction in that one. And when this loving letter used to reach us, we used to think as we are just talking with Baba, Brahma Baba's photo in our hand, we used to see, say, picture, a sort of. No picture, plain paper, but Brahma Baba's writing with great golden letters. So our love should be depicted actually through our, jo Baba kehta, chal, chalan, chera, mansha, vacha, karma, means from our thoughts, because our words reach later on, our thoughts reach to the person first, early. That what I have seen number of times. So this is the time when we should have so much control over our thoughts. And that what I saw on 18th January with Baba, before Baba, whenever I went, Baba used to read, the minded, usually in word also some people are there who can read the mind, but it is not that way. It is reaching the, catching the vibrations. And we used to get so pure, powerful vibration from Baba that whatever the waste thought is there, weak thought is there, that used to vanish and we used to completely forget about ourselves, what for why we have gone. And Baba, whatever question used to be there in our mind, Baba used to give the answer. So that day Baba told Ishudadi, Baba's private secretary, just to see that no letter should remain unanswered. So Baba used to write, because so many letters used to come from all corners of India. At that time in India, only the godly service was there, not in other parts of the world. But from India also, children used to write letter and Baba used to give the answer. So Baba was knowing that yes, I am going to leave the body today. But because that was the time when, at that time, Baba gave some indications, not complete all the indications about this one, but this was indirect indication to Ishudadi that you get the reply, all the letters replied by the children. So all letters were replied, that's all. So I was there at that time, and this Nakki Lake Museum, you see, you must have seen museum, that building was not, it was there, we have done some exhibition in that building, but everybody was thinking we should have this building so that it becomes a source of service. So Baba cleared that file that day. Okay, this building may be taken. And in Pandav Bhavan at that time, the class used to be in night about 9:15 or 9:00. Usually it was the practice. But at that time, the practice was that day Baba said, oh, today Baba will take the class at 7:30, 7:00. So every child should take the food first and then come to the class. So we all have taken food and then came to the class, because Baba was having the idea, knowing that, okay, this body with this body, this is my last engagement with the children. So that has not happened with Baba only. We all will get this sufficient time and indications that, okay, my part in this body is getting over, I am going to leave the body, and accordingly I should try to wind up all the things, because in the end some unfinished task may come in our mind, oh, I should do this one. But if I leave the body, that sanskar will go with me, that I have left this work half and incomplete. So that should not happen. So that should not happen, we should try to wind up all our unfinished tasks first and divide the responsibilities and concentrate ourselves in our Purusharth more, as Baba has done. And on 18th January, Baba, when he announced, everybody took food and everybody came in the class at that time. And when in the class, I was also sitting just opposite. So Baba was giving that class. Baba was 93 years old and it was very cold. So Baba used to have that cough and cold at that time, and sometime when cough, Baba used to take the cough out, and this with this one Baba has to be there with the, if this happens during the Murli, then we used to feel, oh, Baba was having so much trouble, probably, but Baba used to forget this thing within no time. When the calf had some problem used to be there, Baba used to say, you see, Baba will become, because there was one translate of Shri Krishna and Shri Narayan, etc. Oh, Baba will become like this. And when the soul will be pure and body, five elements of the body will be completely pure, there won't be any calf and any problem with the body. So, we have to see that if any problem comes, then we should be able to win over the problem with our own thinking, with our own state of mind. Swasthiti should be more powerful than paristhiti. That is the main aim. And we have seen Baba number of times, any problem used to come, Baba used to remain undisturbed. And that was the sign that Baba was not having any waste thought. And sometime Baba used to see her, whenever Sandeshi used to go, message. So Baba used to think that, ask Sandeshi, please bring, see the what is the difference between that Brahma Baba, subtle Brahma Baba in subtle region, and myself. Prajapita Brahma. Then Sandeshi used to come from the subtle region and she used to tell, Baba, actually that we see no difference, but that is more enlightened. The aura of that subtle one is very powerful. And your is also powerful, but not as much as of that one. So Baba used to see, get the indication that, yes, I have to become like that and win over my waste thoughts. So, the same thing is with us. And this for this one, what? Let us just remember Shiv Baba, traffic control. So, I was narrating the 18th January is the last day of Prajapita Brahma Baba. And he was giving class, but that day there was no physical problem any visible, because that all karam bhog, all the bhognas, that they were just settled, karam bhog were settled by the yog bal of Baba. The yoga has won over all the past vikarmas, etc. They were all burned. So Baba's Murli came without any 18 January Murling, without any clearing of cuff, without any problem. So that was that in Karmatit stage, the final stage, the final paper, though it may be from the body, our own body will be a source of paper. Final. We have seen Baba, Mama, Dadis, because the soul has to leave this body. This is the nearest partner of the soul, the body. So most of the accounts are with this body. So that body, the soul leaves this body with all settlements. Settlement means all karma bhog, etc., all past karmas, they are settled. And when body leaves the body, soul leaves the body, then it is in the winning stage. Winning stage means Baba wants at that time nothing should come in between the soul and in leaving the body. Because ant mati sogati, in India this thing is popular, that in the end, whatever the thinking is there in your mind, accordingly your next birth will be there. And we want our next birth should be in Satyuga, golden age, after settling all the body account. So when we want to settle all the account, so it is necessary that we deal with the body accordingly. No new vikarmas should be made and all past karmas should be settled. So that is what is required, and in the end we have seen that no problem. By chance I was sitting, because 18th January, as I told you, I have come, and I was sitting in the public and Baba was giving the murli from the history hall from stage. Suddenly a thought came in my mind, oh, how nice it will be if Baba speak something about me, about myself. So as the thought came in my mind, Baba has achieved complete karmatit stage, the final stage. So immediately it was received by Baba, and Baba accordingly spoke very, very good high words about myself in that murli, 18th January. So this actually reflects that whatever we have realized from Baba, in future people will see us from the same angle as we used to see Baba. People will think the same thing about us. So we have to achieve that stage so that we are able to fulfill people's desire. Because in the end, so many people will come with so many high desires, desire of sakshatkar, divine vision, without the desires, with some subtle desires of spiritual upliftment and so many things. But once we are able to read their desire, then only we can fulfill. We can give our power, we can give our light and might to that soul to get fulfill that desires. So that will happen only when we win over all our waste thoughts. Our mind is very clean and clear, and that will help us in this mainly two ways. Number one, ki whatever in the end the problem will be coming physical. As Baba has seen in the divine wisdom, three types of changes. One, through atomic bombs from most part of the world. One, through the natural calamities. And one, the third one, from communal warfare. Means the communities, they will fight with each other, and it will be very, very horrible. As in India, so we have seen when India was achieved independence, then in 1947, India was divided in two parts, India and Pakistan. So the major communities, they fought with each other, and lot of bloodshed was there. The same thing is going to happen in quite a good number of parts. And we have seen these things in there also, in some European countries, in France. Communities, they are fighting with each other. So these three will be main reason for change, bringing change in the world. At that time people will run towards us. From us they will be having this actually feeling, yes, this is the place only where we can get this thing. So before that time comes, we have to make ourselves, our mind and our thinking very clear, so that whatever Baba sends us the message, we are able to receive it in right way. Because Baba has said number of times, I am bound to save the children. But provided they are able to receive the signal, whatever I send. So Baba is sending the signal, right? But our receiver set should also be undisturbed. It should be free so that it catches, and accordingly our footsteps will go in the direction where the safety is there. Baba has said that where the safety is there, automatically. You will not require to think whether to do go this in this direction or there. The war is going on, the earthquake has come, the cyclone has come, various natural calamities are coming. So at that time, what to do? So right thing is, we just leave our mind, at that time tuned with Baba, so that whatever the signal Baba says, we are able to receive. That should not be our thought. That is the signal from Baba, and accordingly our footsteps will go in the direction where the safety is there. So that is very much required. So that day on 18 January, Baba gave the Murli, and then Baba just went outside. Okay, Baba takes leave. For the first time Baba said, Baba takes leave of you. And at that time Baba took the leave, went to his room, and Baba's hand in Dadi's hand, and Baba left the body. You might have seen this, listened this thing number of times. But wonderful thing was that though the Baba has clarified this soul, got rid of various past vikarmas, made the soul very clear. Accordingly, we have to make this body very clean, because in deities, both the soul and the body, the five elements of body, they are pure. Unless both are pure, the pure soul cannot come in the impure body. It comes in the pure body. So we have to make, and that is clarified only when Baba left the body. So Baba's actually, though he left the body on 18th January, early night, the body was kept for 18th whole night, 19th whole day, 19th night, 20th whole day, 20th night, and 21st, its last rites were performed. Body was offered to the fire. But Baba's it was very surprising, because I was there and the soul has left the body, but Baba's no bad smell, no injection was given, and no any chemical lotion was put to the body. But Baba has conquered these five elements of nature up to that extent that even when soul left the body, the elements, they were not disturbed, or they were not at that time, they still remained pure. And that what Baba wants, that our yoga should be there, so that that is the real love towards the elements, towards the soul. We can depict our love with our speech, our action, our various activities. But we have to purify the five elements, because in golden age, right from the golden age to the end, these elements are our closest partner in our life, in the form of body and in the form of five elements of nature, these fire, air, water, ether, etc., etc. So these five elements of nature, they are required to be purified also, and they will be more purified when we actually extend our hand of friendship to them. Our sanskar should match with these five elements of nature. Then what will happen? Then these nature, they will also help while leaving the body. That body will not disturb the soul. The soul will leave the body. Okay, I am going, I am leaving the body. All my karmic accounts are settled, and now I am leaving. That should be our final stage. That what I have seen also in Brahma Baba. And that is what is required right from Satyuga, because whatever the stage is there in our, in this life, in the end, thus with the same stage as I told you, we all will go to Paramdham, and accordingly we will descend in the golden age and take the new birth. So this is actually the love towards the elements, is that we should match our sanskar with the elements. What does it mean? That this elements actually is five elements. Our sanskar should be able to make friendship with this one. In the sense, if water is there, the various qualities of water is there. Water is cool and water, but the one of the main qualities is that water is flexible, adjustable. In whatever the utensil you take it, it is able to adjust. So similarly, we should occupy this quality of water, so we should be able to adjust with any soul, any relation, whatever the relation is there, any human being. There should not be any fight, there will be love and respect and regard. So this is the quality of water matching with our quality. So the end result will be that water will not be responsible in taking our life. We will not die due to either tsunami or due to flood or due, because we have made friendship with water, and it will give very great signal, okay, the tsunami is coming this way, automatically our legs, our footstep will be in the other direction. To make friendship with all the five elements. The earth, what is the best quality of the best reason for earth is? Earth is a giver. Everything is being given by earth. All the foods, etc., whatever it comes, whether human being eats or the animal, etc., they grow up with this one. The earth, petrol, diesel, fruits, vegetable. So we all become giver. Giver means not of physical things, the money, cloth or food or like that, but our cooperation, our love, our divinity towards all the humanity. Giver of these things does not make any expenditure, but that makes friendship. And with, if our nature, rehen dil, as Baba says, very kind hearted, so with this rehen dil quality we make friendship with the earth. So whatever the earthquakes are there, whatever the problem comes from the earth side, that will not disturb us, because we have made friendship. So far we have only exploited the earth, but now when we make the friendship, the acquire the quality of earth in ourselves, then earth will become our friend and earth will not take our life. Because a friend in need is the friend indeed. So earth will. Similarly, the air. So light, air takes everything up. So air gives us, it is the life. We inhale the air, exhale the air. So this one, we should make our life also light, very light. We should not be heavy in the circumstances which are adverse to us. No, we should be light. That is the love towards the five elements, that what we have seen in Baba. Love doesn't mean only the physical or this thing. Love towards the body which is not having life, love towards everybody. That is why in the Indian system it is said, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. Vasudha, the whole earth is our family. And Baba was the practical in this one. Brahma Baba, we have seen. So air, the beauty, see, between the air and the earth, these are five elements. Air take anything up, earth takes anything down. Earth, gravity, gravitation pull, it pulls down, earth, air takes up. But they are always united. Wherever the earth is there, air is there. So even in our family also, if we are not having the matched relationship, love between brothers, sisters, Laukik, or in our divine family, or Laukik family, but we must live with each other. That is when these things, air and earth, though having opposite qualities, but still they are together. Similarly, our heart should be just like Akash, sky, ether, very broad-minded. What does it mean? We should be able to actually forgive and forget. With the quality of forgiveness. That's what we have seen in Baba. Because so many persons will be not having matching their qualities with us. So our greatest love towards the all of the humanity is what Baba is seeing and giving the love towards all. I will tell just one incident. In the last, in the Thursday, as we offer the bhog, so Baba's, there used to be three chairs, sandalis, in one. Baba used to say right side, the left side, Mama used to tell. And the middle one was, yes, we are finishing. And in the middle one, the bhog used to be offered, and it was actually for Sandeshi, trans-messenger. Trans-messenger used to be there and bhog was offered. So when the bhog was offered, in the end, trans-messenger used to give the message. The Brahma Baba used to open the pot where the bhog was there. And then Baba used to keep that bhog in his hand and used to be, okay, come on. Okay, child, come. Aao, bachi, aao. We used to see Baba is calling home. Then a small bird, bulbul, very small, used to come from the back side, back gate. At that time, she used to come, coo, 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 very sweetly, telling, then coming to the table, then coming to the Baba's hand, and ultimately taking that bhog, accepted. There are so many incidents in Baba's life. That is the love actually, as the topic says, love not only towards human being, not towards animal being, but the trees, plants, the five elements of nature, all the things. So with this one, that I remember Brahma Baba, who left the body on the 18th January, and in this month of January, we should please try to become Brahma Baba and achieve this karmatit and final stage, avyakta stage. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.